A new exhibit called The Myth of Man will premiere at the InTown Gallery. It will feature ink drawings and acrylic paintings. Doug McCoy is the artist. His ink drawings have a very striking and slightly surreal look to them. For example, one of the drawings is called Man-Made. It's a human figure, a man, standing alone against a white background, and what's interesting about this piece is the pattern. If you look at it from a distance, you'll see that the man is made of strange, flailing shapes. Then, look closely, very closely, and you see the shapes are people. In other words, the man's body is made of tiny little drawings of other men. It's an incredibly intricate work, done in black and white, entirely in ink, and it's painstaking to create. McCoy says it took him about 80 hours to draw it, and with ink, there's no way to go back and correct mistakes. I asked McCoy why he draws in such a unique style.
When I started as an artist, when I quit my other jobs and I was like, I'm going to live or die by my art, I started doing flowers and portraits of animals and very realistic things, and they didn't sell well. And then when I started drawing from my imagination, things started selling, and people started responding to that. And I did several pieces that were just faces. The entire piece was made up of little faces. From the faces came the little bodies.
Here's another example. McCoy has another piece called We Built This City. It's an ink drawing of buildings, and each building is made by hundreds of tiny people, tiny human bodies connected like living bricks. Towers of arms, legs, heads, and torsos reach across the sky. McCoy says his art can be whimsical or provocative depending on the viewer's interpretation. That idea, interpretation, relates to his upcoming exhibit's title.
Well, again, the exhibit is called Myth of Man, and it examines in a broad way the absurdity of life and the things we choose to believe in and why we believe in them, be it science or miracle cures, just whatever we believe in as a culture. And some of those pieces could be a little provocative, and then some, if hopefully looked in the right way, will cause you to think a little bit. Maybe you can crack a smile at it and be like, well, yeah, but hopefully no one will take any pieces the wrong way. I don't think they will.
As for McCoy's background, he's a Chattanooga native who's been drawing since he was 2 years old. Growing up in the 1980s, he was influenced by comic book heroes. That influence can be seen in all the tiny human figures that serve as building blocks in his drawings. He says he's also a musician, and he's interested in theater. When he enrolled at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, he had a difficult time choosing just one area to study.
Well, when I entered college, I was like a triple major, theater, music, and art, and I realized that I couldn't juggle all of them. And music was the first to go, and art later became an art minor because the theater department was just so demanding in its need of your time, morning, noon, and night. And the art was always there. It wouldn't go away. I couldn't suppress it. Even if I was doing theater, in my off time I was drawing, you know, my costumes or what I thought the set should look like. Or, you know, it was still coming out of my hand. So I've always used that as a way to communicate.
McCoy works in paint as well as ink. A couple of his most vibrant paintings are called Pixel Party Red and Pixel Party Blue. The titles are strange but descriptive. Both paintings look kind of computer-generated. They look like JPEGs, enlarged and enlarged until each pixel is a huge, solid red or blue square. They reflect McCoy's love of picking offbeat titles for his works and using repetition to create art.
Again, it relates back to patterns, geometric forms. There's a big piece in the gallery right now that those were kind of playing around with the idea. They're actually not very big. But a larger one is called Square Dance, and it's a large 2-foot by 2-foot square broken into those little squares. And then hidden in those squares are people at an actual square dance. So again, it's geometric patterns.
McCoy describes one more large, sprawling work that shows off both repetition and his sense of humor.
I actually played with that idea with a piece that will be in the exhibition. It's called Send in the Clones, and it's the same man over and over and over, and they start out in the middle of the paper, and then they start spreading out, and I've got a mat cut, and they're drawing on the map now, and then I got a frame, and I painted it, and now they're crossing off the frame, and I'm going to have a few that have gotten away from the artwork altogether and will be on the wall, you know, crawling away. And just the idea of, yeah, the same guy over and over and over and over.
McCoy says, although he majored in theater, he's now committed to his art.
Oh, yeah. It's, Yeah, there's no turning back. I walked through that door and slammed and locked it behind me, and it's art or die.
It's difficult sometimes, he says. He might struggle through an 80-hour work week only to earn $200. But one good thing, he says Chattanooga is a supportive community for an artist.
I've found it, yeah, very much so. More so than for theater, for acting, you know, paid acting opportunities. And over the last decade, it's probably become more so. Chattanooga is known among mid-sized cities as like the second destination in the country for art. People come here for our galleries and our shows, and so it's very supportive.
Finally, McCoy says he hopes people are impressed by the dramatic nature of the images he creates.
They won't sit quietly on a wall. You know, they're not a bouquet that will just blend in. They're very dramatic, and I hope people enjoy them.
Doug McCoy's exhibit is called The Myth of Man. The opening reception will happen on Friday, September 3rd at the InTown Gallery, and McCoy will be there to discuss his unique style. Photographs of his work, including the pieces we've discussed, are online at DougMcCoyArt.com. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.